The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 5, text number 20, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on January 18th, 2010, in Lima, Peru.
Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 5, text number 20. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Na prahrishyat priyam prapya. Non vijet prapya cha priyam. Stira buddhir sang mudho. Brahmavid brahmanistitaha. Na prahrishyat priyam prapya. Non vijet prapya cha priyam. Stira buddhir sang mudho. Brahmavid brahmanistitaha. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. A person who neither rejoices upon achieving something pleasant nor laments upon obtaining something unpleasant, who is self-intelligent, who is unbewildered, and who knows the science of God, is already situated in transcendence. Purport. The symptoms of the self-realized person are given herein. The first symptom is that he is not illusioned by the false identification of the body with his true self. He knows perfectly well that he is not this body, but is the fragmental portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is therefore not joyful in achieving something, nor does he lament in losing anything which is related to his body. This steadiness of mind is called sthira buddhi, or self-intelligence. He is therefore never bewildered by mistaking the gross body for the soul, nor does he accept the body as permanent and disregard the existence of the soul. This knowledge elevates him to the station of knowing the complete science of the Absolute Truth, namely Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. He thus knows his constitutional position perfectly well, without falsely trying to become one with the Supreme in all respects. This is called Brahman realization, or self-realization. Such steady consciousness is called Krishna consciousness. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunatan Vita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So, what we are talking about tonight is transcendental happiness. This is the happiness which goes beyond your material senses. In this material world, people are running mad after sense gratification happiness. When we walked to the temple tonight, we saw in the park so many boys and girls sitting on the park benches having sexual pleasure. But you know what? There's no real pleasure there. It's only the skin. The skin is not the self. So you may satisfy your skin by some sex pleasure. But you are not that skin. Therefore you will not be happy. No matter how much sex pleasure you may enjoy, you will never be happy. Therefore, if one wants to actually be happy, he must come to the transcendental platform. Beyond the skin, beyond the cuerpo.
Más allá de la piel, más allá del cuerpo.
That is called Brahmabhuta Prasanatmana Sochati Nakangshati. Samaksarveshu Bhuteshu Nbadbaltim Pabtabate Padam. That is called the Brahmabhuta platform. On that platform you realize I'm not this body. I'm the eternal servant of God. Krishna. And I engage in His service. This gives real pleasure. When one comes to this platform of Krishna Bhakti, giving up all sense enjoyment, happiness, then one becomes truly satisfied. Tastes the pleasure millions and billions of times greater than any pleasure of the skin. Tasting a pleasure millions and billions of times greater than the pleasure of the skin. So how do you get that higher taste? You have to be guided by Guru. By Shastra. And by the Vaishnavas. And then you can taste this pleasure. So, but how will you become successful in getting their guidance? Only if you become humble. If you remain proud, thinking, I am great, you can't tell me anything. Because I am big hombre. Is it? Soy hombre grande. Is it? Then what you can hear? You must become humble. What's the word for humble?
Humilde. Humilde.
Humilde. You must become muy humilde. To hear from Guru. To hear from Shastra. And to hear from the Vaishnavas. If you have that humilde, if you're humble, and you hear what the Vaishnavas, what Guru and the Shastra says, then you will be elevated to a higher plane of consciousness. Where vida es eternal,
la vida es eterna,
full of knowledge,
llena de conocimiento,
and full of bliss.
Llena de bienaventuranza.
So what do you want?
¿Qué es lo que usted quiere?
Do you want temporality, ignorance, and misery?
¿Usted quiere temporalidad, ignorancia y miseria?
Or do you want eternity, knowledge, and bliss?
¿O usted quiere eternidad, conocimiento y bienaventuranza?
That's your choice.
Usted elige.
What do you want? Do you want temporality, ignorance, and misery? Or do you want eternity, knowledge, and bliss? This is our choice in the human life. What do you want? Do you want eternity, knowledge, and bliss? You do. Very good. This is intelligent. So we must become muy inteligente. To not desire this pleasure of the skin.
No desear el placer de la piel.
Like these lovers in the park, you see.
Como esos amantes en los parques.
You see, this is why one can be happy as a brahmachari.
Puede saber cuán feliz es el brahmachari.
If he gets this taste of Krishna bhakti,
él está saboreando el bhakti,
he doesn't need any girlfriend.
Él no tiene una novia.
He doesn't need to sit around and talk with the brahmacharinis in the prasadam room, you see.
Él solo desea el tratamiento de brahmachari.
Because he's relishing his relationship with Krishna and Guru at every minute.
Porque él valora la relación de Krishna.
As described here in this verse, you see. He's relishing great pleasure with him, you see.
Él está realizando un gran placer ahí.
He's situated in transcendental consciousness.
Está situado en conciencia trascendental.
And if one is grihastha, he doesn't need to have sex, 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 sex. Simply if he wants to make his wife pregnant, he has sex. Simply if he wants to make his wife pregnant, then he has sex. Otherwise, he is grihastha brahmachari. He is celibate monk, even as a married man. He does not need this pleasure of the skin. He is getting unlimited happiness within his heart from his relationship with Lord Sri
Krishna,
who is full of all power, all beauty, all renunciation, all knowledge, all wealth. And what is the last quality? All fame. Who would want anything else once you can get Krishna's association? That person who owns everything. He owns Lima. He's the owner of Peru. He owns all of Sudamerica. E Norte America. E Europa. E Asia. Todo el mundo he owns. And he becomes your personal associate. You cannot be lacking in anything. You cannot be lacking in anything. You will not be you will have everything. Because your close associate is the owner of everything. So how do you become close to Krishna? You say, well, Krishna, you and I are equals. We are buddies. Will you become close to Krishna like then? Buddies, amigos,
como amigos.
Soy amigos, Krishna y yo y Krishnas son amigos. No, not like that. You must become a humble servant of Krishna. You must surrender to Krishna. You must bow down to Krishna. That's how he will accept you as a close associate. That's how he will accept you. As his close associate. Very dear devotee. Entendiendo? You understand? Huh? You have a question? All right, you save it and you'll be the first one. I'll open it for a question. Yeah. So does everyone understand these points? Is it very clear? We don't need this male-female pleasure. Because the pleasure of Krishna is millions and billions of times greater than this male-female pleasure. We don't need this male-female pleasure at all. All we need is Krishna. Nothing else except Krishna. Nothing else is necesario. How do you say only? Only. Only? Solo? 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 Solo Krishna. Only Krishna. Solo Krishna is necesario. So, hay preguntas? Yes.
Sí. Yo entiendo. O sea, yo entiendo que eso es lo correcto. Pero mi sentimiento, mi sensación es que todavía tengo esos deseos. ¿Qué debo hacer?
I understand this is the correct, but he have desires. What do you do?
Yes. This year means your mind is like a storm.
Tu mente como una tormenta.
Your mind is like a raging storm. Now, if the airline pilot, if he's flying the airplane, and he comes into a storm, you see, and what does he do? He takes the plane to a higher elevation, you see, above the storm. So you simply have to elevate. How do you say elevate? Elevado, elevado su conciencia, to a higher level, you see.
Simplemente eleva su conciencia al nivel más alto.
You have to, not the airplane, the pilot will go like, and the plane will go. So what is that throttle, what is that control that will take your consciousness to a higher level? Sabe? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So when your heart is burning in the fire of desire, you simply must increase the quality and quantity of your chanting. And by the fuerte of Harinam, you will be elevated to that plane where there is pure bliss. And your only, your solo desire, solo deseo will be amor de Krishna. And how do you say, do you understand?
Entendió?
Okay. All right. Next, what is the word for next?
Siguiente pregunta. Otra pregunta.
Otras
preguntas.
Otras preguntas.
Otra.
Otra preguntas. Otra preguntas. Yeah.
Thank you for your visit. And how is the relationship for a friend to Krishna? How is the relation in friendship to Krishna?
Yes, that for one who is fully liberated, pure devotee, who is fully surrendered to Krishna. When he's completely pure of all, free of all material desires. Then he enters into particular rasa with Krishna. Rasa, our relationship. When he becomes 100% pure. When he become a pure devotee and you go back to Godhead. Then you'll be related with Krishna in any one of five rasas. Yeah, in neutrality,
neutralidad,
servitorship,
servidumbre,
friendship,
amistad,
parenthood,
parental,
or conjugal love.
Y conjugal.
That's after you are liberated. After you are liberated.
Después se puede ser
liberado. So to become liberated, you have to become completely sold out servant of Krishna. And then after liberation, you'll be given one of those five relationships with Krishna. But you can't jump to that position now. Now you become a completely surrendered servant. That's how you become liberated. Entendió? Okay. Otras preguntas, otras preguntas.
Respecto a lo que dice sobre que solo necesitamos a Krishna y nada más, pero yo tengo cierta duda, ¿no?, de cómo es que se logra este entendimiento, ¿no? O sea, mi duda va respecto a que si uno realiza, ¿cómo llegar a realizar que uno solamente necesita a Krishna, ¿no? Es decir, en algún momento esto podría indicar como que uno no necesita a nadie más.
Say that if one person only desire a relation with Krishna, and we can have bad relation with other living entities.
Bad relations?
Yeah. How can rely?
No. And you want to have good relation with Krishna?
Si alguien tiene una relación buena con Krishna.
You must have good relations with everyone. Because everyone is part and parcel of Krishna.
Porque cada uno es una porción y parcela de Krishna.
Especially Krishna's devotees are very dear to Krishna.
Y especialmente los devotos son muy, muy queridos a Krishna.
So Krishna will not accept you as his devotee unless you have good relationships with his devotees. Krishna will not accept you as his devotee. Unless you have good relationships with his devotees. This is described in the Adi Purana. Ye me bhakta jana parta, ye me bhaktas tate janaha, tad bhaktanam che ye bhaktas te me bhakta tamamata. Krishna says, the one who is my devotee, Krishna says, the one who is my devotee, the person who is my devotee, is not my devotee. But the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So unless you become devotee of the devotees, Krishna will say, you are nonsense. Krishna will say, you are a rascal. You are not my devotee unless you are the devotee of my devotees. Entendido? Okay, next question.
Only relation with Krishna. We need only Krishna.
Right.
But at this time, we aren't in bad relation with other devotees.
Okay. Why is that?
Why?
Because you're a neophyte. You're a beginner. You have not advanced in the pathway. That person has not advanced in the pathway. They haven't been properly trained also. A devotee who is properly trained, he will learn how to be he will be trained to be very devoted to the devotees of Krishna. So I have come to train you. Then you must become the devotee of the devotees. Entendido?
Yeah.
Bueno. Okay. Next question. Yes, Mataji. No entiendo. Repita.
O sea, usted dice que cómo puede.
¿Cómo fortalecer esta inteligencia, esta determinación de buscar el placer superior?
How you can choose the higher over the lower?
Yeah.
Is how you can choose the higher pleasure and give up the lower pleasure? How you can give up, how you can take the superior gusto and give up the gusto inferior? Get the gusto superior and give up the gusto inferior?
How you can make a choice between them?
Huh? How can you choose? Is that the question?
How to improve that intelligence?
Yes. Very good. Thank you, Mataji. By hearing from Guru. The more you hear in through your ears the words coming from Guru's mouth, the more you hear Guru, they will get very good intelligence. Therefore, you should hear Guru as much as possible. Because the more by hearing Guru, you will get very good intelligence. Inteligente, muy bueno, inteligente. By hearing Gurudev. As mucho as possible. Entendió? Yeah, very good. Very good. That was muy excelente pregunta. Gracias. Okay, next question.
Otra pregunta.
Yes, señor.
How to develop
humildad. Yes. You have to serve those who have humility. ¿Sabe? ¿Entendió? You have to... Estas personas tenemos humildad, you serve them. Whoever possesses humility, you serve that devotee. And by serving that devotee who has humility, he will bless you with humility. Humility is a gift. You have to serve. By serving pure devotees, you'll become humble. That's the secret. Next question.
How can be tolerant?
Yes. One thing is, by not being tolerant,
entendiendo que por no ser tolerante,
you will do nothing but cause misery to yourself. You should understand this. The only way to be happy is to be tolerant. Because you are not God. Everything is not going to be the way you want it because you are not God. In this world, we become angry because we think we are God. And everything should be the way that I want it. But you are not God. And things will not always be the way you want them to be. So you have to tolerate it. Because otherwise you will be very miserable. You will never be happy. You have to tolerate it. Then understand it's everything is Krishna's arrangement. And just accept it. Krishna, thank you for putting me in this situation. This is your mercy upon me. You're doing a very good job. Gracias. This is your mercy upon me. Yeah. So you have to learn to appreciate everything as the mercy of Krishna. The good things, the bad things, the beautiful things, the ugly things, whether it's bueno or it's mala, it is all the mercy of Krishna. If you will see everything as Krishna's mercy upon you, Then you'll be, it'll be very easy for you to tolerate everything. Do you know that Krishna is always doing everything for your benefit? At every minute, he is arranging every circumstance that you find yourself in. To deliver you from this material existence. As soon as possible. So an intelligent person will naturally be tolerant. If you are not tolerant, you are simply stupido. So do not be stupido. Be inteligente. And see, everything is the mercy of Krishna. And then to tolerate, no problema, Señor. Entendió? Bueno. Okay. Otras preguntas? Yes. For all living entities?
For all living
how entities. They will develop living Krishna yes. Prema?
How to develop.
How to develop.
How you will develop love for them or how they will develop love for Krishna?
For all living entities.
How they will develop love for Krishna or how she will develop love for them? Which is it? Which is it? What's the question?
She wants to know how to increase Krishna Prema Bhakti and then she can see everyone.
She wants to know how she can develop love for all living entities?
Yes.
How she can develop love for all living entities. If you want to love everyone, then you have to see everyone as Krishna's children. If you love the Father, you will love the children. Every living being is a child of Krishna. So if you love the Padre, then you must love the niños also. Entendió? Sí. Bueno, okay.
¿Cómo saber si lo que uno está viviendo es lo que Krishna quiere?
How can I know if what I am living is what Krishna wants?
Hmm? How do you know if what you're doing is what Krishna wants?
Yeah, if I live in some situation, how to know if this situation is Krishna wants?
The situation we put in is always arranged by Krishna. But we have to be intelligent to know what I should do in that situation. That's why we need Guru. Because he trains us how to do what is Krishna conscious in every circumstance. And the Guru is... He also gives us the Shastra and the devotees to help us as well. So we have three things: Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. Sadhus, devotees. They teach us how to behave properly in every situation. And if you are very sincere, the Paramatma in your heart will also tell you what to do. If you are strictly engaged in Krishna Bhakti, you're following all the rules and regulations. And the Super Soul will also guide you with it. Entendió? Bueno. Next.
Otra pregunta.
¿Es todo? ¿Es todo? Okay. All right. Muchas gracias. So tomorrow morning,
mañana,
in la mañana, at qué hora?
A las
6:30. 6:30. 6:30. In la mañana. Everyone, come for Bhagavatam class. How many will come? 6:30 in la mañana. Just raise your hand if you're coming. There's one, two, three, four. Anyone else? Five. Very good. I'll be around. Very good. Who else? Oh, very good. Very good. Okay, everyone try to 6:30 tomorrow morning. I'm only here for 3 días. So everyone come for all the classes. And tomorrow night at Miraflores, there'll be a lecture tomorrow night at Miraflores and night after, and the following night here again, right? Yeah, okay. So I thank you all very much. Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.